Third debate, gentlemen sort of had sort of some statewide prominence. Do you think anything in the race has changed, still the same, or how do you think the race is looking with 2 weeks out?
I think it's still as tight as it was weeks ago. I don't see a front runner emerging. There's not been one poll that's been released that showed any traction in this race for any of the candidates. So I think tomorrow night's going to be crucial. The first statewide, the only statewide televised debate we're going to have, I think it's going to be crucial. Someone's going to have to emerge as the front runner, and I think that's going to happen very soon.
It seems like a lot of the positions are the same. So fundamentally, what makes you different than the other gentlemen who are on the stage?
You know, Abdul, again, I made my case very clear when it came to fiscal issues. We're in the midst of a fiscal crisis, and I was the only candidate who was talking about the fact that if we don't get our fiscal house in order, we're in serious trouble. And I was outlining specific proposals as to how we do that, beginning with asking senators and congressmen to take a 5% pay cut and restoring trust in the American people.
All right. Don, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's always good to be with you.
Okay, Richard Boehne, we had the debate this afternoon. We got another debate tonight then at a debate commission.
Yes.
Where do you see the dynamics of this race right now?
Where do I see the mix of the race? What's happening?
Yeah.
Look, I think we're going to see something happen very similar to Massachusetts. I've been all over the state. Folks are tired of politicians and politics as usual. I'm very comfortable where I'm standing, being the guy that's brought the Tea Party movement to Indiana and working with the Tea Party folks. Look, folks are fed up across our state, and I believe that come May 4th, again, we'll see something very similar that happened in Massachusetts happen here in Indiana.
Real differences between the candidates, because it seems fundamentally that a lot of you guys are coming from the same place, maybe some nuanced differences here and there. What's different makes you stand out from the other four folks on the stage?
Well, I think, you know, running with these guys, I think these guys are, you know, applying for a government job. You know, I'm looking to go and reclaim our country. There's a whole different thing here. I don't owe something to a party or special interest. I'm looking to go reclaim our Constitution, our state's rights, and our individual liberties. I'm going with an agenda to reclaim the liberties and freedoms for my children and not play the same games as usual. I'm not asking Hoosiers to send me to make friends. I'm not looking to be on the right committees. I'm looking to go and throw a fly in the ointment, a wrench in the machine, and reclaim who we are as a people.
So how do you, I guess what the question is, you know, looking, you know, you and Don Bates are the only people who have never held elective office. So taking the other three people who have at some point in time, distinguish yourself between Mr. Bates.
Well, look, Don's a nice guy. I believe he's a good guy. But if you listen clearly, it's rhetoric and platitudes. You know, he wants to be senator. I don't. I let folks take that as it comes. I'm looking and asking Hoosiers to send me into a fight. There's a fight to be fought, and I believe that fight needs to be fought up on Capitol Hill as opposed to before it spills out into our streets and into our neighborhoods. Don will make a very good cocktail congressman. If that's what Hoosiers wants and they want the same old thing, you know, vote for Don. But I'm asking Hoosiers to send me there to stand up, which we should have stood up, even with this passage of this healthcare legislation. We should have stood up and said, hell no, the first time the idea of giving those who are older than we are or less able than we are or sicker than we are pain pill, death counseling, and told to move on, should have stood up right then. But that's not the kind of people we have there. I will do just that.
All right. Rich Boehne. Rich, thank you very much. Take a few minutes to talk to us.
Hey, thank you, Abdul. I appreciate it. Take care, brother.
This won't take long. Two quick questions. John Hostetler, A, have the dynamics of this race changed? And B, what makes you different? Seems like everybody has a lot of the same positions. Fundamentally, you all agree.
Well, the difference is my record as a reliable, consistent conservative voice in Washington, D.C. The dynamics are changing as we get to visit with folks all over the state, especially for me in Northwest and Northeast Indiana, as well as Eastern Indiana. We're getting a very positive response, and that's going to result in victory on May 4th.
There hasn't been any real polling data or anything out there saying that this race has changed. What are you hearing?
Well, we're hearing from folks all across the state that they're ready to send an experienced conservative voice to Washington, D.C., because we're going to have to hit the ground running in January in order to start pushing back on these initiatives by President Obama, especially the health care bill. And so we need experience there. We need a consistent voice that can be relied on to do that.
All right, John, thank you very much. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Abdul. Good to be with you.
This won't take long, Marlon. A couple things. A, one more debate left. Do you see this, the dynamics of this race? Where do you see it? And B, it seems like a lot of the candidates would have fundamentally the same positions on a lot of issues. What makes you different than everybody else up there?
Well, I think, I have a small business background, come from a family farming operation, also have served in the legislature and understand the effects. I'm the only one that's served in the legislature out of us five candidates and understand what the effects of the federal government can have on us. And I think that experience is what sets me apart in one way, but also conservative principles that I hold to, and believing that our government, it has to be constrained and has to have a smaller role in our economy and also in our daily lives. I consider myself a full spectrum conservative, just endorsed by the American Conservative Union this morning, or supported by them, and I think that's what people are looking for, is a new leadership in Washington rather than going back to those that have served already in the past.
Where do you see this race at right now? There has been much, credible, sort of established polling done. Where do you see this race? What are you hearing? Some of your colleagues are saying, no, this is still fluid. It's still anybody's game.
I agree. I mean, just to some extent, but our momentum has just increased dramatically over the past several weeks. People are paying attention. The Butler game's out of the way now. Tax day is over. People are trying to figure out, who to point the finger at. But I think that our momentum has increased because people are starting to pay attention to the race, and they're looking for new leadership in Washington, somebody that has already been tested, and I fit that bill. I'm excited about what's in front of us. People across the country are noticing it. Mark Levin, a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, has endorsed us. We're catching the attention of conservatives across the country, and I think that's what's going to push us over the line. And win. I think we're going to be successful.
All right. Ron, thank you very much. Look forward to chatting you before the election day.
Sure. You're welcome. Thank you.